everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Tomorrow night, Arsenio Hall at 8 o'clock.
You go, dog.
It'll be the last Arsenio Hall of the year. And from what I understand, maybe the last Arsenio Hall ever, because he's got to get back to work. He spent a year coming in every Wednesday for a mere pittance. And I mean a pittance compared to what that guy earns every year. And he's got to get back to work and make some money. And, man, will we miss that dude around here. I hope to God he wins the lottery or something. And he can come in every Wednesday. I really like that. All right, folks, it is a little after 9 o'clock here, about 4 minutes after 9. And that must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Gina, don't you.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Gina, man. What's going on with that news? Is that right?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hold on. Her mic is on, but it's not working.
How about that? Well, let's go to a different mic then.
Yeah.
All right. The mic is, maybe it's unplugged. Or maybe you just weren't talking. Are we talking?
I was talking into it, yeah.
You were talking right into it?
Yeah.
Now you're not. Now you are.
How about now?
There you go.
Oh, that's good. Okay,
all right.
Here we go.
All right. So, Gina, what's going on with that news?
I'm going to do the news standing.
Yes.
Well, 3.5 years after calling Matt Lauer glib on live television, Tom Cruise returned to the Today Show yesterday to offer his apologies and clear the air. This, of course, is in reference to Cruise's June 2005 appearance when he angrily lashed out at Lauer after the host brought up the topic of using antidepressants in psychiatry. There was no animosity, Lauer said. As a matter of fact, at the end of the interview, we got up and shook hands and we put our arms around each other.
Wow.
Yeah, and here's a clip of Tom attempting to bury the hatchet with Matt.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You know, I mean, it was, and I went back and I looked at it. I thought, you know, it was interesting. And I think that, yeah, I kind of thought at first, you know, you kind of go, how or why? And I thought, you know, I thought about it a lot, obviously. And it was a subject matter that's important, and now it's something that's being debated in the public, and that's where it should be. But actually, you know, after looking at it, I really thought, you know, it's not what I had intended. You know, I thought in looking at my...
It's like the Fonz where you can't say I'm wrong.
Are you trying to say you were wrong, Fonz?
I'm trying to... I can't say it. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Here. All right.
In looking at myself, I thought, man, that came across as arrogant. You know, I felt about myself. And you know, that's one of those things you go, okay, I could have absolutely handled that better.
Did you read a lot of the comments where, you know, did they affect you?
Yeah, and I talked to people, and I felt that... I thought, you know, I didn't communicate it the way that I wanted to communicate it. And that's not who I am.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Tommy Cruise, man. Making amends with Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer.
There you go. Glad they're buddies again. Yeah. All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, a New Jersey couple is angry at their local supermarket for refusing to write their 3-year-old son's name in frosting on a birthday cake. And I thought Sophia might be able to attend this little boy's party because they're both 3.
Sure.
So it made me think of your daughter.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, the child's name is Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Oh, no.
So they can be BFFs. The boy.
Is that the kid's name?
Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah.
Was it a Jewish bakery?
I don't think so.
Imagine not,
I don't
huh?
think it had to be at that
what
point.
What are the parents like?
I'll pull them up on Google Image for you.
Oh, bubble.
Now the boy's father, who's 35 years old, his name is Heath Campbell, he's calling for tolerance, Tim.
Ugh.
Ironically calling for tolerance. Campbell and his wife, Deborah, are very upset with the decision made by ShopRite in Greenwich, New Jersey. Heath Campbell does not see the problem with this, saying his son is named after Adolf Hitler because he liked the name and because no one else in the world would have that name.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he sounded genuinely surprised by all the controversy this dispute has generated. So they're
he
not
has no
happy.
Idea why.
No, they actually ended up going to a Walmart to have the cake decorated. So draw that conclusion.
And at a Walmart, they can pick from a selection of already pre-named cakes.
Goebbels or... Well, just FYI on a side note, the Campbells have 2 other children. Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation Campbell.
Right.
2 months old.
And what's his name again?
Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation Campbell.
Right.
And Hans Lynn Himmler Jeannie Campbell.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Put that on your driver's license.
God almighty. What the crazy neighbors they must be.
Yeah.
You know?
They wanted to make
sure. Across the street from the Hitlers.
Got to keep up with the Hitlers.
God almighty.
They also made it a point to say, look, we're not racist. I mean, Adolf Hitler had, mixed children at his party from around the neighborhood. So
yeah.
Do racist people do that?
All right. Well, I guess not. I guess he's got a point. I misjudged him, I guess. Yeah.
So.
But what a terrible thing to, obviously, I mean, overstating the obvious, but what a terrible way to go through life.
Yeah.
You know, when they're calling, like in fifth, sixth grade, when they do roll call.
Yeah.
Steve Nelson here. Randy Wang here. Jeannie Grant
here.
Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
Aye.
Heil.
Heil. Oh, man.
And, you know, somebody made a good point. I heard someone speak about this today and said the scary thing about white supremacists is they're not indoctrinated. They're bred. So, you know, you're starting them young. You named him Adolf Hitler. What the hell chance does he have?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a tough fight. It's going to be tough for him to get a prom date.
Well,
maybe
search the E's for Eva.
The
B's for Braun.
He's a senior. He's like, hey, Dad, I can't get a prom date. Well, why is that, son? Because you named me F-ing Adolf Hitler, you a-hole. That's why I can't get a prom date.
Now, if you had to choose, Tim, between changing your name on the birth certificate to Adolf Hitler or Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, which one would you choose?
Either one, as long as I didn't have to sit through Wicked.
What the hell?
I'm not going to sit through that. Or that other play coming in town. What is that other one?
Dirty Dancing.
Jesus
I'm
going to
miss every single performance of that sucker.
She's like the wind.
You know, I don't even know what Dirty Dancing is about.
It's about dirty dancing.
Yeah, that's
they
the
dance
whole,
dirty.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Guy meets a girl and they dance dirty?
They dance real dirty.
But it wasn't Dirty Dancing. I mean, Dirty Dancing nowadays isn't what it used to be in the 80s.
Well, this is a musical, I think it's supposed to be in the early 60s, 63.
Yeah, but now they get into a position where they're doing like the wheelbarrow and the guys, you know.
How the hell do you know?
I saw that on YouTube.
I don't know anything about a wheelbarrow.
She bends over and he pretends to hammer her, and that's Dirty Dancing.
Are her hands on the ground?
Yeah.
Wow.
Her hands are on the ground. She's on all fours.
Racing?
No, but they've banned that from some high schools.
At my high school prom, every hot girl was doing that, and I was there with this frumpy Indian girl, and I was like, you want to try this out? And she was not into it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why'd you go with a frumpy Indian girl?
She asked me.
Oh, boy.
No one would go to the prom with me except the girl that asked me to the prom.
Wow.
Did she ask anybody before you, like maybe Adolf Hitler?
I'm sure I was last on the list because I've known this girl maybe 4 years. I'd never spoken a word to her.
Did you ever have sex with her?
No.
No?
There you
Sounds
go.
Like a great prom.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Governor David Paterson of New York was made fun of on Saturday Night Live this weekend, as politicians often are. But Governor Paterson is certainly not amused over this skit making fun of his partial blindness. Governor Paterson, his blindness stemmed from an ear infection contracted when he was 3 months old, which later spread to the optic nerve, destroying sight in his left eye and severely limiting his sight in his right eye.
See, that wasn't funny.
Yeah.
That's probably why this SNL didn't go that deep.
Yeah.
You know?
That explanation?
Or have a child there who's had an earache, and then later on the sketch he goes blind.
Actually, that's a little funny. If you time it right. Anywho. Kidding, please.
I know.
Saturday Night Live's Fred Armisen depicted Governor Paterson on SNL's Weekend Update as a bumbling fellow who kept showing various charts upside down.
Did you see the sketch, by the way?
I checked it out online.
I saw it on live on Saturday. I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on
Did
Saturday
you?
Night Live.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that. I mean,
I thought the beginning of it, that sketch was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right. You know, it didn't offend me. I'm not.
He showed a chart of, it's a graph chart, and he was showing how the economy has gone in the toilet. And that New York has to raise taxes, but the chart was upside down, so it looks like the economy is going through the roof.
It's a little funny. Well, Patterson has since made his disappointed feelings known, and we have some audio of this.
All right, here we go. Patterson, man.
Got a chance to see it, and I can take a joke, and I dish them out enough, and I can certainly take them. But you know what?
You know, I got to stop here. I can't stand a guy that says, I can take a joke, and then he tells you for the next 2 minutes how something's not funny.
How he can't take a joke.
Yeah. I can take a joke like anybody, but those guys aren't funny, right? Yeah. It's just so, you know, it's one of those like having a press conference and saying, you know, hey, listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm not gay.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's one of those creepy things where...
You have to say it.
It's almost like when you tell somebody a joke and they get personally offended by it and they go, that's not funny.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
You're one of those.
All right, you're one of those, that crew.
Check you off that list.
Yeah, I got to stay in my own circle because you guys are out there.
Yeah.
Outside of that circle, it's them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's just sometimes there's an age difference. Like I told my wife has two sisters. They're twins. They're 18 years old. And I laid a couple of really decent jokes on them. And they didn't find them funny at all.
Did you tell the one about the family falling off the cliff and the guy in the trench coat?
Yeah. And I also told them about the guy going to a doctor's office.
Oh, that's a great joke.
It's a solid joke. Guy goes in a doctor's office to get examined. And the doctor says, he gets up on the table, and the doctor says, okay, the first thing I gotta tell you is you gotta stop masturbating. And the patient said, why? And the doctor said, because I'm trying to examine you. It's a solid joke. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that generation just feels bad for everybody.
Like, did you tell it just like that? That was good.
Yeah. But they feel bad for everybody. Like, oh, I feel bad for, you know, the patient.
The chronic masturbator.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad.
Jesus Christ.
I feel bad for that guy. Oh, no, I feel bad for that.
It's a fictitious person.
All right. So here is Governor Patterson again telling us how he can take a joke and then not being able to take a joke.
Yeah. I got a chance to see it, and I can take a joke. And I dished them out enough, and I can certainly take them. But you know, in the lower frequencies of societies, I don't know that people know that the unemployment rate in the disabled community is 63%.
I didn't know that.
Who 63%? Knew? Yeah, I guess.
Of the disabled community or unemployed?
Unemployed, yeah.
That seems high.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Only 10% of deaf people are working.
What? 10% of deaf people are working?
That's what the governor says.
That's not true. If there's deaf people... I guess. I don't think that's true. 10% of deaf. So the unemployment rate for deaf people is 90%?
90%, apparently, according to him.
People are working. I'm afraid that the kind of third grade depictions of individuals and the way they look and the way they move add to that negative environment.
I don't know about that. I think that, you know, what listen. Eventually, in the next 15 years, jokes are going to be outlawed anyway.
Right.
Because they always come at somebody's expense, and you won't be able to tell a joke to anybody. So you might as well enjoy humor while you can, because in 15 years from now, it will be illegal.
Yeah. And for someone who's trying to be so politically correct, is it very politically correct to call 90% of the deaf community lazy?
Is that what he's saying?
Well, no, because only 10% of them work.
Well, I guess
so what are we supposed to...
tough to get a job if you're deaf. Is it, though?
I don't know.
Have you ever worked with anybody who's deaf?
I haven't, no.
I'm trying to think if I have. I worked with one guy who was blind, and he was a website designer. Yeah, completely blind.
Okay.
Bad websites.
The blank.
Not so good websites.
Question, do you think there were any a-holes in the press conference going, wait, now define you saw it? Something terrible
probably,
like that.
I bet that happened.
Poor guy.
Or he heard it.
Only 10% of deaf people are working.
I find that outrageous. I think that stat is wrong.
I'll do a little digging once
it's over. Yeah, let's find out what the unemployment rate is for deaf people. I think it's higher than... I think more than... He said it's 90% of...
Well, he said 10% are working.
So 90% of deaf people are not working?
According to him,
I find that ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, because I don't see him, you know, I guess you wouldn't know somebody's deaf, but I don't see him walking around anywhere. They got to be working.
Do they consider selling those little stickers at the airport working?
I don't know. Yeah, that's working.
They lay that...
Get your ass off. Yeah.
I used to work with a bunch of deaf people at Magic Mountain.
That's where they are.
Yeah. No, you just thought they were. They'd never listen to
you. They
were
actually just ignoring you.
Dare.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
New Jersey man Frank Gilberti annoyed the court today as he showed up to pay his traffic fine with $56 worth of pennies.
Good for him.
Yes. Despite a sign that at the courthouse saying cash was accepted, court staffers refused to accept the pennies and ordered him to come back another day with actual foldable bills. Gilberti essentially admitted that he was trying to get under the court's skin, but still doesn't understand what he did wrong. And we have some audio of Mr. Gilberti.
All right, here we go. Guy's paying his traffic fines with pennies.
Yep. I went to the bank. I got $56 worth of rolled pennies, and I went down to the courthouse, and they refused to take it. They had told me to come back with cash, and I was under the assumption that this was cash.
You know, they should have taken it because they had them all rolled up.
Yeah, he did it really nicely.
Yeah, it was 112 rolls of 50 cents each.
In two nice boxes.
Yes, they should have taken it.
Jerks.
He didn't have a bag of pennies. They didn't have to count them.
Right.
Jesus Christ. In today's economy, the guy's giving you $56. Take it any way you can get it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, people are a-holes, including that guy. Everyone in that case is an a-hole. All right, what else going on in the news there,
well,
Jim?
I just wanted to tell you on a related note, this has happened before. I did a little digging and found that this penny trick has happened twice in England, one in Santa Cruz and one in Minnesota, and all of the people were turned away and forced to come back with, quote-unquote, real money.
It's real money, though.
I know. Mm. Anyway. Well, Yahoo.com has come up with a list of the top five dirtiest foods in the nation, and this list might surprise you a little bit.
Dirty foods?
Dirty foods.
Like natural foods or...
Yeah, not like, you know, the junior bacon cheeseburger, but like an actual food.
Oh, I see.
Like,
okay.
You know,
a all
food.
Right, let me write these down because I don't want dirty food in my
all
house.
Right.
What do you got?
Well, leading the list, eggs.
Eggs are dirty?
Yeah. Well, most eggs aren't going to make anyone sick. Experts estimate that more than 2 million germy eggs with salmonella get into circulation each year, sickening, are you ready for this? 660,000 people and killing as many as 300.
Every year?
Christ.
Yeah.
Bad eggs.
Yeah.
Because I don't like eggs anyway, so...
You don't put them in anything?
I never eat eggs.
Okay. Well, because of this, people may want to think twice about eating cookie dough. Randy? And other raw egg-laden foods.
So I can't eat cookie dough?
Well, no. You can eat whatever you want.
No.
I can't imagine anything killing you.
He's going to live forever.
Even like a machine gun.
Yeah. Full of nutrients.
So eggs, if you cook them, though, they're cool.
Yeah, yeah. They said just a raw egg is real bad. Carries a lot of salmonella.
So you don't do the Rocky move with the five in a cup jogging.
Or the hangover cure with the Worcestershire sauce or whatever Marilyn Monroe used to do. Experts implore the public to make sure the egg carton says that they're pasteurized and never buy a dozen eggs that contain any obvious cracks or leaks.
All right. All right. Eggs. What else is dirty?
Well, I bet you like these. Most people do. Peaches.
Not great. I'm not a big peach guy.
Well, then you're safe. Health experts warn that peach skins are doused in pesticides before they make it to the grocery store to prevent blemishes. On average, a peach contains as many as 9 different pesticides, according to the USDA. This is one fruit you might want to buy organic, even though it might have some blemishes, because there aren't going to be these 9 pesticides in it.
All right. Eggs and peaches. What else you got?
Prepackaged salad mix, which I'm a big fan
of. Oh, you know what? My wife has a very sensitive nose, and she can smell all the pesticides and the crap in that lettuce.
Serious? Yeah, God, that's
she can tell a bowl. We go to a restaurant; she can smell and tell whether it's been processed. Yeah.
God, I need to hang out.
Prepackaged.
Well, triple washed doesn't mean germ free, says experts. Pathogens may still be lurking, so be sure to wash your greens before tossing them in your salad bowl, which I do not do. And they say,
well, you don't clean it, you don't wash it before you eat it.
No, it says
out of a package.
It says it's ready to eat.
Oh,
and it says that there's a chemical compound in it to keep it fresher longer, which is fine, whatever. But it's still a chemical.
Right. You know. All right. No, I think that business is going to go away. The prepackaged lettuce, I think that's over.
I'm such a fan.
All right. Eggs, peaches, and prepackaged lettuce. What are the other two?
Melons. According to the article, when the FDA sampled domestically grown cantaloupe, do you like cantaloupe?
Yeah. You know why cantaloupe is bad?
Why?
It's the skin on cantaloupe that's not so good.
Huh.
It's the people, you know, the people picking it and the pesticides. And when you run a knife through the cantaloupe, the skin
touches
the outside, then goes to the inside.
Oh, you're genius.
Bad vibes.
Right. Well, it says it carries salmonella and shigella. And 7% tested both for both bugs. Your best bet is to scrub your melons with a little mild dish soap and warm water before slicing.
Do you wash your melons?
With dishwater and warm water, yeah.
You do?
Dish soap, yeah.
How often?
I would say 3-4 times a week.
You do?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm clean. Finally, topping the list, scallions. Do you like to sprinkle some scallions
on? I hate scallions.
Oh, God, you're a healthy
I'm
man.
I'm fine, man.
Blame for several recent outbreaks of hepatitis A and other bugs like the parasite Cryptosporidium, Shigella, and salmonella. Scallions present a food safety problem because they're grown in the dirt and lack proper washing.
All right, so we got these are the dirtiest foods in America.
Yes.
Eggs, peaches, prepackaged salads, cantaloupe, and scallions.
Yes, and other foods that were included in this article. Chicken, ground beef, turkey, raw oysters, and cold cuts.
All right, stay away from those, folks. I mean, why would you want to risk your health just because you wanted a scallion, lettuce with scallions and cantaloupes
eggs
on it?
Yeah. And I saw on House the other night, which is my new favorite show in the whole world, this girl got a tapeworm that went up to her brain because she ate some ham that was not cooked properly.
Okay.
So that show will scare the pants off you.
I like ham too much. I'm not going to give it up.
Okay.
Wait till I have a brain worm.
Yeah.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
That's what's going
That's
on.
That's the news with Gina Grad, everybody. The News with Gina Grad.
Now, say what you will about John Popper, the man can really write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, folks. Thank you very much, Gina Grad, with the news. Don't forget, tomorrow, Arsenio Hall, perhaps for the last time, will be on with us. Wouldn't that be a shame? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back, we'll check the rain for you. Looks like it's going to get wet out there. We'll tell you exactly where these showers are about to happen. And you're listening to the most exciting evening show in all of radio. Did I sell that?
God damn it.
Sorry. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM.
FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. There's a pretty decent-sized storm coming in to the greater Los Angeles, Southern California area. It looks like Malibu is getting hit pretty good right now. But soon, all of Los Angeles, including Santa Monica, is going to get some pretty significant rain. And the cell that's right now over Malibu will be moving into the valley to the Calabasas, Tarzana, or Woodland Hills, Tarzana, Encino area in the valley. So, and you got a pretty clear shot from Long Beach down to about Mission Viejo, and then you got another strong cell down there. And then soon, all of Southern California, from Santa Barbara all the way down to, looks like San Clemente, is going to have rain showers. There's one really weird patch between Long Beach between Long Beach, Seal Beach area, and about Huntington Beach. It looks a little clear down there, but all the rest north of that is all going to have pretty significant rain, it looks like. So just a warning, everybody. All right, now let me ask you something, Randy Wang here. Actually, let's start with Gina here. Gina, I'm going to say a word to you, and you tell me what you know about it, okay?
Okay.
Delgo, D-E-L-G-O.
Delgo?
Yeah, D-E-L-G-O. What do you know about it?
Is it...
Don't look it up, Randy.
Sit
there with your hands up.
Something from Sabado Gigante?
No.
From the Spanish station?
Randy, you know what Delgo is?
Isn't that a kind of brake pad?
Okay. You know what? I didn't know what it was until this afternoon either. But it was a movie that opened up last weekend.
Oh.
And it was in 2,100 theaters. That's a national opening.
Yeah, sounds great.
And nobody went.
Jesus Christ.
It was the worst opening in the history of motion pictures. Delgo. Think back to the weekend, fellow moviegoers. Did you recall a lit up sign above the screening room? At your local Cineplex, it said Delgo, D-E-L-G-O. Turns out there was an actual movie going on in there. Yeah, an animated fantasy loaded with bona fide superstars, too. Delgo could only muster $511,000 in 2,100 theaters.
Jesus Christ.
That means $237 per screen. And a movie plays, what, Gina, does a movie play five times a day, you'd think?
Yeah, it usually starts early afternoon and goes till midnight.
Yeah, so five times you could play a movie. So that's five, divide that by five, divide by three, because there's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it turns out, they made about $16 per showing of this movie. $16. That's probably more than you have to pay the projectionist to run it. And it costs $40 million. Producer Mark Adler reportedly shelled out $40 million of his own money to make the film. It's been in production since 2001. Since around 9/11, it's been in production. That's 7 years and $40 million, and nobody heard of it. I don't know anybody. I asked a bunch of people today, hey, what do you know about Delgo? They had no idea what it was. And there were some pretty well-known people in this thing, too. You had, who was in this? Freddie Prinze Jr. plays the title character. Jennifer Love Hewitt was in it, or is still in it. I guess still out there. Val Kilmer. Michael Clark Duncan. Who else is in this thing? Burt Reynolds. Eric Idle. Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa's in the movie. All involved in the movie. And also Anne Bancroft was in this movie as well. And $500,000 in 2,100 screens. How'd that happen? I mean, how does something like that happen? I don't know anybody who's seen it. I don't even know anybody that even knows about it. But it it does bring me to the conclusion that, I've been trying to do this for the last couple of years, I've got to get my own little setup at home with the Blu-ray or the Bluetooth or the Blue Video. I don't know what it is. Blu-ray, right?
Yeah, Blu-ray disc.
Blu-ray disc, and I got to get a better TV set and maybe some surround speakers or whatever, because I can't keep going to these movies. I go to the ArcLight there in Sherman Oaks. Great theater, but it's $8 to park, or $7 to park. Then the movie tickets for my just myself and my daughter, and she's only three. That's $22.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I know. That's what you said when when the guy said $22. That's true. I pull out a 20 to pay for me and my daughter to go to a movie. And the guy goes, that'll be $22. My daughter says,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm with you, baby. $22. And then popcorn and one Raisinets. I think that was another, I don't know, $10. So we're up to $32. We're up to $40 for two people to see one movie.
Jesus
now, the movie was great. But we could have seen it at home, you know, for a dollar. I don't know why I got to go to the theaters and see it for $40. Doesn't seem like there's that much there. But it was, when you go to these theaters, you got to get out, you got to go there, you got to pay for gas, you got to pay for parking, you got to pay for popcorn. And then when my daughter says she's got to take a leak, I got to miss 5 or 6 minutes of the movie. And the bathrooms at the ArcLight are very convenient from the one theater we were in. We had to take the number 42 bus. And then to the red line, and then we took a little puddle jumper right into the bathroom. It was very convenient. But and again, the ArcLight, I have no problem with the ArcLight. It's a great theater. You can buy liquor there. You can get all boozed up. It's terrific. But then when you're liquored up and you're watching the movie or you're high or I don't know what you are, but whatever you are, then you got to worry about driving home. So you're sitting there watching the movie, thinking, all right, this is over in 10 minutes. I'm still buzzed. How do I drive home? I got to walk around for a while. If you're home, you can get high, you can smoke weed, you can smoke crack, you can be on pills, you can take, do all kinds of drugs, you can drink. Nude! Watch the movie nude and buzzed. You know, maybe you guys do that. But why aren't you going to the theaters anymore? It is tapering off. I can't tell you the last time I saw a movie theater that was packed. I don't remember the last time I went to a movie theater. And they said, you can't see the showing because it's sold out. When I used to go to movies at Westwood, it was sold out all the time. every time you went to Westwood, and that's before you can buy, you know, tickets online or tickets on the phone, and you'd stand in line, they go, nope, sold out, dude. And like, ah, F. I guess I'll see Brokeback Mountain again.
Fantastic.
But why aren't you going to the theaters? You got problems like mine, or you had a bad experience? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I think the whole theater experience has changed. I think the theaters are terrific. They're beautiful. You can buy liquor. But they're just too expensive. The stadium seating is great. But I think it's just too expensive. I think people are setting themselves up at home with the Blu-rays and the TV sets and the great surround sound. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Delgo costs $40 million to make, open up in 2,100 theaters, and made $511,000. Somebody is really pissed off right now. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing this song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
97.1 FM Talk.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Delgo came out this weekend. It was a movie. Cost $40 million to make. 7 years to make Delgo. And in 2,100 theaters, $511,000 is what it drew in. $237 per screen. Divide that by three, by five. About $16 for every time it showed. What a disaster. And I saw the preview of it today. I never even heard of the movie. And the movie actually looks good. I don't know why it didn't do well. Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey. You there? Advice? Not only are they not going to theaters, but they're not there when you want to talk to them about it. Eric in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Timmy.
Hey, did you hear about this movie, Delgo?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. But I don't watch too many movies, to be honest with you.
Right. You know, I had a suspicion. I have a suspicion that, and I'm probably saying this only because I work for this company. But if you were like are producing a movie and you're going to want people to know about it, I think you really have to use CBS Radio and CBS Outdoor to publicize it, and also CBS television. And when we're not involved, you don't see any billboards, and you don't see anything on TV, man. I don't know how word can get around.
Well, I would think that you would have to advertise on the Tim Conway Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, my brother.
Damn it. Hey, Jack, please, it's a compliment. Hey, so you don't go to the movies as often, huh?
Well, no, because you know why? I'm going to tell you why, Timmy. Here it is. Nowadays, you got all these guys going into movie theaters and taping these movies before they even come out. And
right.
You can buy these movies for $5.
Yeah, the quality's not so great.
Actually, some of them are really good. And I've had, you know, a few movies where it looks crystal clear on my HD TV. And
right.
Why go to the movie theaters, take the whole family, and spend almost $50 when you can buy a bag of popcorn and sit at home and watch it for $5 and watch it over and over again.
I think you're right. I think in today's economy, these theaters have to start rethinking their price. All right, Eric, we thank you for calling. I think it's too expensive. Anytime you take yourself out and your three-year-old daughter and you spend $22 for movie tickets, $7 to park, $10 for food, it's $40. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of prices have come down. Like gasoline was $4.50 a gallon. Now I think it's 10 cents a gallon.
Tim, I filled up my car for $22 today.
Jesus,
it was bone dry.
That's less than what you spend at Jack of the Box.
I know.
But it's, you know, you can fill up a car, yeah, for like $20. Prices have come down. Hotel prices have really come down. You can book a hotel room in Vegas now for like $50, you know, $60. They're giving them away. And I'm flying from Los Angeles to Seattle for Christmas vacation. $69 one way. $69 one way. That's $29 more than sitting in a movie theater. For the price of the movie plus $29, you can fly from Los Angeles to Seattle. I don't know if that deal is still around, but it was on Virgin America. Great airline, by the way. All right, James and Ventura, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. You not going to movies anymore, Dan?
How you doing?
All right.
No, not too much. I mean, I got a family of four, and it's about $100.
$100 every time you go out, huh?
Yeah, so we only go when it's a must-see. You know, there's certain movies that you have to see on the big screen that aren't the same.
Had you even heard of Delgo?
No.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
That's all right, James. Yeah, and again, listen, that guy's got four in his family. Four people. And it is. It's $100. I mean, if you're going to buy, you know, something to eat before, maybe some ice cream for the kids, I don't know. But it can easily get up to $100 to go see a movie. Let's talk to a Jessica in Whittier. What's happened with you, baby?
Hi. Well, hey. I've never heard of it either, and I assume that's why it's not doing well, because I love Freddie Prinze Jr. I would go see that movie in a second. I was just thinking the other day, I haven't seen him do anything in a long time. So.
He's the lead in this movie.
Yeah, and you'd think that I would know about that.
Yeah, you should have known about it.
Yeah. So.
You listen to the show often?
Yes.
Well, that's a huge indicator to movie theaters. You got to advertise on this show if you want those movies to do well.
Definitely, definitely.
Have you heard of Valkyrie?
Yes, I have.
And where'd you hear about that?
Well, actually, I think they were talking about it on Adam Carolla.
Yes,
this
on CBS
morning,
Radio.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you, Adam. And also, we've given away passes as well. You know that movie opens on when?
I don't know. Is it Christmas?
Christmas Day. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know about it, even though you're a big Freddie Prinze Jr. fan.
Right.
You didn't hear about Delgo, but you did hear about Valkyrie. Yes, because guess what? They advertised on our station.
Yes, that's right.
All right, Jessica, baby. Thanks for calling, darling.
Thank you.
There
bye.
There she goes, everybody. Marina in Long Beach. You're on the air.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, all right, baby.
I'm actually, I've been in California for about 2 months now, and 97.1 was the first channel I programmed into my car radio. So.
Good show.
Love you guys.
Where'd you come from?
Detroit area.
Whereabouts?
Dearborn Heights.
Yeah, my whole family's from Dearborn.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was a server in a restaurant in Dearborn, so.
And what'd you come out to Los Angeles for?
You know, my boyfriend and I had always, you know, after 3 years of being together, we finally realized that both of us had always wanted to live out here. Right. And I was able to transfer with my job, so we were like, hey, let's do it.
What do you do?
I'm a manager at David's Bridal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. bridal gear?
Tim, you know David.
Yeah.
You'll love David's Bridal.
Yeah, home of the $99 bridal gown.
I don't know about that.
But $99 but I was able to transfer.
Wait,
so.
A $99 wedding dress?
Yeah, when we have our sales. We have
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You know that, I guess it's for a jewelry store. You know, it's something about Jared. How does it go?
It can only be Jared.
Up until
it
can only
remember.
Be Jared. That's for Jared's jewelers. And up until 10 minutes ago, when I heard that spot on the station, I always thought that was a Subway ad
for Jared, who eats the
subs
and loses
exactly.
all the way.
All right, you enjoying Los Angeles?
I love it. It feels really natural being out here. And then my parents call and say that it's 39 degrees and their ear broke, and it makes me really happy to be here.
And where in Long Beach do you live?
I am 7th and Chestnut.
Not a bad area. Not so bad.
We're borderline.
Yeah,
but
you can't go too much further north or east.
No, a cop actually pulled up to my boyfriend and I our first day out, and he goes, "You're not from here, are you?" he told us the streets to go down, and so we kind of get downtown in a...
Downtown is great, though. They really built Long Beach is beautiful.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. I love it.
Glad you're enjoying yourself, Marina. Hey, do we have any more tickets to give away? All right, we're going to give you tickets here.
Oh, awesome.
A pair of tickets to Coexist Comedy, and that's the comedy tour happening Thursday night at the Hollywood Improv. Coexistcomedy.com. Here's a sample of what you'll hear.
So you guys can relax. I know I look like a Muslim, but I'm not. I'm a Hindu. And there's a difference. They come from Pakistan. We come from India. They don't eat pork. We don't eat beef. They are associated with 9/11. We are associated with 7/11.
Nine eleven and 7/11. That's the ticket, man.
That's the ticket. 7/11. I was like, yuck.
Okay. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.